This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعله عوجا الحمد لله رب العالمين All praises due to Allah. All praises due to Allah who has encouraged us to hasten to forgiveness and to hasten to paradise. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة أرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم Hasten to forgiveness from your Lord. The implication here is that we should hasten to cut off all of the bad deeds that we might be involved in. We should hasten to cease all of the sinful actions we might be involved in. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ Hasten to forgiveness from your Lord. To seek His forgiveness. To turn to Him in repentance. And so this is, in a sense, a negative action. We're cutting something off. We're ceasing something. And then there's a positive action, وَجَنَّةٍ And hasten to paradise. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ And now we're encouraged to do the things. And of course, cutting off our sins is one of the things we have to do. But as we said, that's leaving something. Then we're encouraged to hasten to our prayer. To hasten to fast. Obligatorily and voluntarily, periodically. To hasten to spend. When our zakat is due, we don't linger. Because once the nisab, once the calendar year, lunar year, has passed over our wealth, and we're above the nisab, and so a percentage of that should be given to zakat, that wealth is no longer our property. It's the property of the poor people. Is the property of those who will receive it, the recipients. And technically, we're thieves. We've stolen that. What we withhold from our zakat, we've stolen from the poor. And so we should hasten to pay the zakat when it's due. Hasten to pray our prayers when the time comes in. Hasten to do those things that are the price that we pay for Jannah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ And the wording here is very important. So we should eliminate some things and we should eliminate them fast because we don't know. Every day we hear someone else who's passed on. We don't know when our turn is going to be. And if we leave this world and we haven't repented, then we've placed our souls in jeopardy. As a believer, we will not dwell forever in the hellfire. But who would want to spend even an instant in that place? So Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَسَارِعُوا لَمَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ and a paradise. وَجَنَّةٍ a paradise, meaning there's more than one. The indefinite conveys the meaning of plurality or multiplicity, we should say. Jannatul Naim, Jannatul Firdaus, Jannatul Ma'wa, Jannatul Adin. There's more than one. And each and every one, in one meaning, is more expansive than the expanse of the heavens and the earth. It is more expansive than the expanse of the heavens and the earth. And for that reason, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. A general statement. One who says لا إله إلا الله and of course affirms the messengership of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will enter paradise. We bring the complications. We bring the conditions. We bring the things that would limit paradise, all of that space, more expansive than the expanse of the heavens and earth, to ourselves and those who only understand Islam exactly like we understand it. Everyone else, no, you don't get in. You're an innovator. You don't get in. You're a deviant. You don't get in. من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Who are we to say who gets in and who doesn't? And who are we to not want to make every excuse to get someone in with all of that space? And some of our scholars, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi in his tafsir, he mentions an opinion that Jannah, so we said there's more than one, whose expanse is greater than the heavens and the earth, is for every individual believer. Every individual believer will have a Jannah. وَسَارِعُوا لَمَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ. Every individual will have a paradise, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, whose expanse is greater than the expanse of the heavens and earth. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. So why are we trying to keep people out with all of that space? All of that space, brothers and sisters. We shall hasten. Allah Ta'ala makes a deal with us. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min adhabin aleem. O you believers, shall I direct you to a commerce that will save you from a painful punishment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Believe firmly in Allah and His Messenger. تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ, and struggle in the way of Allah with your property and with your lives. Struggle in the way of Allah. This is a religion of struggle. It's a religion of struggle. It's not a religion of ease. You have to get up in the morning and pray when people are sleeping, especially in the summertime. You have to go without eating all day while people are eating. You have to spend a portion of your wealth for the poor and those in debt and for the liberation of slaves and for other purposes. You have to pack up and in the old days walk across continents to go for pilgrimage. This is a religion of struggle. Why do we emphasize that? Because nowadays when a Muslim, many Muslims, not most, not all, certainly, But when many Muslims find some difficulty in their life, they're ready to leave Islam. They're ready to jump ship, saying, why me? Because you're a Muslim. That's why you. And this is a religion of struggle. It's a religion where you're challenged. It's a religion that will challenge you. It will make you work. It will make you sacrifice. It will make you sweat. But that challenge, that sacrifice, those struggles, they make us strong. Right? You don't get in shape by sitting on the couch and not sweating. You get in shape when you sweat. You get in shape, you go to the gym. You lift weights. You struggle with the weights. You get a trainer. They make you run and try to make big heavy ropes dance. That's how you get in shape. Isn't it more fitting if we're going to get into spiritual shape that we work, that we struggle, that we meet opposition and resistance? That's what it means to be a Muslim, because Allah wants to whip us into shape so we can have that Jannah. And so Allah says, I'm going to make you a deal. هَلَّدُّلُكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. And this deal will save you from a painful punishment. Believe in Allah and His Messenger, and struggle in the way of Allah with your wealth and with your lives, your person, your talents, your abilities, your skills, your time. ذَلِكُمْ خَيَرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That's best for you if you but knew. Shouldn't we? يغفر لكم ذنوبكم يدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم. And what is the payoff if you enter into that transaction? Your sins will be forgiven. You're entering into paradise beneath which river flows, in beautiful mansions, in gardens of Eden. That is the supreme achievement. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا. Something else all of you would love. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Help from Allah and a speedy victory. Give glad tidings to the believers. Shouldn't we hasten to take that deal? If someone came to you and they said, listen, I have a deal. I'm going to sell you a condo on Lake Merritt for $50,000. Would you wait? You know, as soon as someone sees that in whatever, the paper or the Craigslist or wherever you advertise properties, that thing's going to be gone in 2 minutes. They say, listen, but I'm going to give you a chance to get it before it goes on the market. How? You wouldn't wait 30 seconds. Even if you didn't have $50,000, you work that out later. Where's the contract? What is a condo on Lake Merritt compared to Jannah? Compared the mansions of Jannah. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّةِ عَدٍ. Beautiful mansions and gardens of Eden. What is a condo on Lake Merritt? But you wouldn't waste a second to sign that contract. Even if you didn't want to live there, you say, I'll flip it for $500,000. As is. You wouldn't wait a second to sign that contract. Why are we waiting to get right with Allah, brothers and sisters? Why are we waiting to get right with Allah? We all know this story. If you came to Jummah when I was here, I tell every month or so, the man who killed 100 people, right? He killed 100 people and he sought forgiveness. And the scholar said he killed 99, and he went to a very pious man, but he didn't have much knowledge. Is there any forgiveness for me? No, I'm sorry. What did you do? I killed 99 people. No way. Now 100. Took him out. Then he went to a knowledgeable man. Is there any forgiveness for me? Of course. Allah forgives all sins except idolatry. What's between you and forgiveness? But this land you're in is a bad land. Obviously, you're killing all these people over here. There's a good land where there are good, pious people. Go to that land and worship Allah with the people over there. So the man, he hastened. He took off right away. He never did a good deed. He never prayed. He never fasted. He didn't give any charity. But He did one thing. He hastened to go to the place where he could rectify his behavior. And then he died halfway, and the angel of mercy took his soul. So what did he do? He did one thing. He hastened to get right with Allah. After killing 100 people, he hastened to get right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's waiting for us. Allah Ta'ala says, أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It's already there. It's waiting for us. Do we want it? That's the only question. It's there. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Do we want to be amongst the righteous? Do we want to be amongst those who live a life that's lived in full awareness and cognizant of the commandments and prohibitions of the divine? If we want it, then we live that life. And it's waiting for us. U'iddat lil-muttaqin. And then Allah Ta'ala gives a description of them. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend, whether it's easy or difficult. Whether they have abundant wealth, or their limits, they have limited wealth. Just because you don't have much money, you should still spend. A dollar's not going to hurt you. You walk out the masjid, put a dollar in the box. Put a quarter. You have a quarter. You don't even have any, no dollars, no paper. You're confined to coins. Take one of those coins, drop it in the box. That coin could be more than $100, $1,000. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's quality, not quantity. That quarter, you only have 50 cents. You gave half of your wealth. You have 50 cents. And you put a quarter in the box. You put half of your wealth. Someone has $100,000 in the bank. They put $100. They gave a very small percentage of their wealth. It's not quantity, it's quality that counts. It's quality, it's sincerity that counts. And so those who spend, whether it's easy or difficulty, in hard, easy times and difficult times, whether they experience abundance or they're experiencing constrained resources, they still spend. And that's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's a sign of righteousness. We say in this society, we used to say, maybe they still say it, I don't know. Put your money where your mouth is. And so literally, don't talk about it. Spend on it. But of course, that was an allegorical expression. Like if you're serious about something, you demonstrate. Don't just talk. Don't talk a good game. Oh, Islam is this and that, and you go home and beat your wife. Islam must not be all that. If it doesn't restrain your actions, Islam is this and that, and you see all these needs, and you're sitting on a whole lot of money and resources and can't give any of it. Then it must not be all of that. لَيْسَ الدِّينَ بِالتَّمَنِّي وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. That faith, deen here meaning faith, is not just a fancy, something you imagine. It's what takes root in the heart and then is testified to by the action. وَلَكِنْ مَا وَقَرَ فِي الْقَلْبِ وَصَدَّقَهُ الْعَمَلِ. It's what takes root in the heart and then is testified to by the action. How are our actions? What sort of fruit is our tree bearing? If any fruit at all. So they spend. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. You will never attain righteousness until you spend from what you love. And whatever you spend, so it's general. So an indefinite expression, shay'in, min shay'in, in the context of a conditional phrase, ma, whatever, whatsoever you spend, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah knows it well. So it might not be money. It might be your talent, your skill, your time, volunteering. It could be a wide variety of things. It might be slipping into the masjid when no one's here and cleaning up. وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Whatsoever you spend, Allah knows it well. And so their first description, and there are many other descriptions over and beyond what's mentioned in this verse. يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَاءِ الَّذِينُ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ. Those who spend in easy times, hard times, whether they have a lot or a little. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they restrain their anger. They restrain their anger. It's not a sign of a person who is conscious of Allah, the God conscious. And they're constantly blowing their fuse, screaming at their spouse. That goes both ways. Screaming at their spouse, screaming at their children, screaming at their parents, screaming at their boss, screaming at their employees, screaming just to scream. You can just push a button, and there are people out there who love to push buttons. They'll even like, check this out.
Told you.
That's not a God-conscious person whose buttons can be pushed like that. Well, خَالِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And they restrain their rage. They restrain their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And they pardon people. And this is a godly characteristic. They say, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adorn yourself with the character traits of Allah to the extent humanly possible. To the extent humanly possible. So, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. In the most blessed nights of the year, the most special nights of the year, what is the dua that we make? So, الْأَشْرُ الْأَوَاخِرُ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. The last 10 nights of Ramadan. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فعفو عني والعافين عن الناس. Ya Allah, you embody pardoning. إنك عفو تحب العفو. You love to pardon. فعفو عني. Pardon me. Pardon me. And so we should be people that are able to pardon people, not walking around carrying grudges from 20 years ago. We're like a camel waiting for the opportunity to get revenge. Like a camel will kick you. If you kick the camel, camel will wait 5-10 years for the opportunity. Got a rear view mirror. Make sure you're right back there and boom. There goes your leg. He didn't break your leg, he knocked it off. We shouldn't be like a camel. Just let it go. Life's too short. We have to be preoccupied with doing good. We have to be preoccupied with cleansing our hearts, not with carrying those stains of anger and revenge and vengeance within our hearts. When it won't hurt us to let it go. We have to let it go, brothers and sisters. These are godly characteristics, godly characteristics. I'm not saying you're a god. People walking around here like, I'm Allah. I say, you crazy. No. Check it out. A, arm. A, leg. Arm, head. Say, you're really crazy. But godly. We should try to have characteristics that elevate us, that distinguish us, that let people know. They know you're a Muslim, they know there's something special about you. And they just like the rest of us, man. I wouldn't even say a word, man. The Muslims, they just like the rest of us. Yeah, fill in the blank. No, then, man, that's a Muslim. And it used to be like that. You tell people about Islam, what they say, I'm not ready. They think, nah, man, that's a high bar that you guys have there. I'm not ready. But listen, yo, when I'm ready, I'm going to check you out. I'm come talk to you. I'm come see you. Right? I'm come see you. Because, I want to be like that, but I'm not ready right now. They're like St. Augustine during the early part of his career. Like, Lord, I want you, but not right now. I'll check you out later. But they had a high bar. People like a Muslim, that's a person, man. They ain't smoking, drinking, fornicating, doing drugs. Now, Allahu a'lam, may Allah help us. But the bar is high. We set a high bar. And as we said before, we don't lower the bar, we strengthen our legs. We don't try to bring the bar down here where we're at. We strengthen our legs so we can jump over that high bar. We work and we struggle to get strong so we can measure up to those who preceded us. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa afina 'anil nas. So they pardon people. And then what is the clincher? Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah loves those who do good. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people are, I love Allah, I love Allah. That's one thing. But if Allah loves you, if Allah loves us, that's something else. Right? You can love someone all day, all night, till the cow come home. The cows come home, right? And if it's unrequited love, there's no reciprocity, you're just going to be frustrated. But if there's reciprocity, you're going to be elevated. If there's no reciprocity, you're going to be frustrated. But if there's reciprocity, you're going to be elevated. And what heights can we attain with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What heights can we attain with the love of Allah? There's no limit. May Allah give us tawfiq. وَسَارِعُوا لَمَغْفِرَةٍ مَنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ عِدَّةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ وَعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah loves those who are exceedingly good. The muhsin, sahibul ihsan. Sahibul ihsan. May Allah bless us. And what is ihsan? We could come with the philosophical, the theological, but the best definition is the definition given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fakhbirni anil hadithu Jibril. Fakhbirni anil Islam. Fakhbirni anil Iman. Fakhbirni anil Ihsan. Inform me about Ihsan. And ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarahu fa'in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yarak. That you worship Allah as if you see Him, and if you fail to see Him, be mindful that He observes you. And so this verse ends where the first verse ends. We said the first verse, al-muttaqeen, the God conscious, those aware of Allah's commandments and prohibitions. The muhsineen, those who are hyper aware, as if they see the Lord before them, as if. And if they fail to see Him, they're mindful that verily He observes everything that they do, say, and think. So don't just monitor your actions, and don't just monitor your words, try to monitor your thoughts also. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَقُومُ اسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim tasliman kathira. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina wa habibina wa kurrati ayunina Muhammad. In conclusion, let's bring together two things we mentioned earlier. We mentioned the struggle in this world that the believer faces, and how that struggle brings ease and the love of Allah. The love of Allah will sustain us through any struggle. Because as you struggle, and we struggle in the world, sometimes we'll encounter hateful forces. Right, these races, they hate us. These anti-Muslim people, they hate us. But as long as you know Allah loves you, all of that is manageable. All of that's negotiable. And in reality, it doesn't mean too much. Because if your beloved loves you, you don't care about who hates you. The Aisha loves you, Allahu Akbar. You don't care about Fatima or Ruqayya or... You're just concerned about Aisha's love. So if Allah loves you, and you know that, and Allah lets you know, then the hatreds that we encounter as we struggle in this world. And people, you start struggling and working to bring about change, to make things a little bit better for folks. People start hating you. You know, people not buying liquor. The liquor store people hate you. Sales are going down, 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 down. Because the shahada is going up, 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 up. Start hating you. People rectifying their behavior. The prison guard union start hating you. People not committing crimes. They're rectifying their behaviors. And the prison guard union start making it lawful for cops to carry the extra gun to plant on you. Extra bag of what, this, that, or the other. Start hating you, right? When you start doing good and rectifying your actions and struggling out in the world to make things a little better. And that's what a Muslim does. مَالَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضَعْفِينَ وَمِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ الظَّالِمُ أَهْلِهَا الظَّالِمِ أَهْلُهَا. يعني, what's wrong with you that you don't struggle in the way of those who are downtrodden and oppressed, men, women, who cry out, "Our Lord, deliver us from this town whose people are oppressors." The central story in the Quran is what? The story between Musa and Fir'aun, Moses and Pharaoh, and the struggle of Moses and his people against Pharaoh. This is what Muslims do. But we also strive to have the love of Allah, because sometimes you lose those battles. And if you don't have the love of God, and you're not loving God and trying to worship God despite the circumstances or our worldly victories or defeats, our worldly ups and downs, could be messed up real fast. Real fast. So may Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah Ta'ala bless us and grace us with His love. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us to do the things that contain the key to His love. And the greatest key is following His messenger. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. Say to them, O Muhammad, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will love you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will love you. So there's a claim of love. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ. So the love's coming from us. In kuntum, nahnu, us. Tuhibbun Allah, love Allah. Fattabi'uni, tell them to follow you. Yuhibbibkum Allah, there's the reciprocity. Allahu Akbar. So we're loving Allah. Now, Allah loves us. There's the reciprocity. That's liberation. Liberation isn't contained in some worldly thing, right? The Soviet Union, they were liberated from the tyranny and the oppression of the Tsar with the great Bolshevik Revolution. And then what? They just fell right into Stalin's oppression, which was worse than the Tsar. Liberation comes through our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not through our relationship with human beings. Not with our relationship with human institutions. Liberation only comes through our relationship with Allah. And that's why that love of Allah is so important. Once that love is reciprocated, bam, that's liberation. Everything else after that is just a struggle. We win sometimes and we lose sometimes, right? The Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's what it, right? Badr, win. Check. Uhud, loss. X. Hunain, lose at the beginning, win at the end. That's the dunya. But at Badr, at Uhud, at Hunain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Allah. At Ta'if, stoned, ridiculed, humiliated. What did he say? Oh, Ya Allah, my beloved, if this is not a sign of your anger and displeasure, I don't care about the stoning and the spitting and the insults and the abuse. فَلَا أُبَالِي. I do not care. Because he was liberated through the love of Allah and through his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other stuff is just a struggle. He didn't stop after tithe, kept on struggling and working at it, made hijra, boycott, blockade. That's the dunya. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy ya ayyuhal ladina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا افرغ علينا الصبر وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا افرغ علينا الصبر وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا للقوم الكافرين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أكمل الصلاة يرحمني يرحمكم الله.